Thank you, Senator Johnson, for organizing this hearing. I'm so grateful for your leadership in the Senate and across America. We're deeply indebted to you for your courage in the face of the wealthiest and most powerful industry in the history of the world. So let me explain how all this works. This is right in my wheelhouse. This is what I study. I follow the money. Autism is a political economy problem. These are all political economy problems. So let me explain how this works. Thus far, government has failed in response to the autism epidemic because of regulatory capture. Rather than protecting public health, regulators have advanced the interests of the pharmaceutical industry. That's pretty straightforward. Science and medicine have failed in response to the autism epidemic because of epistemic capture. And what I mean by that is that the pharmaceutical industry has captured every step in the knowledge production process in science and medicine. Big Pharma controls what is studied, how it is researched, and what qualifies as evidence. Now, this capture permeates every level of the system. Medical textbooks and curricula are influenced by financially conflicted academics. Universities and department chairs hold substantial pharmaceutical ties. Most clinical trials are conducted by for-profit contract research organizations in China and the Third World. A large share of scientific journal articles are ghostwritten. The pharmaceutical industry spends over $27 billion annually on drug promotion and continuing medical education. Standards of care are authored by conflicted physicians. So from the first day of medical school to the final years of practice, doctors live inside an epistemic bubble engineered by the pharmaceutical industry to increase its profits. Senator Blumenthal and Dr. Scott only pay attention to captured science, science that's controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. The correct answers, the best science, is happening outside of that epistemic bubble. The entire system of knowledge production in science and medicine needs to be overhauled to liberate it from the biases and distortions imposed by the pharmaceutical industry. So just to wrap up, an estimated 115,000 children develop autism every year in the United States. That means that 315 children develop autism every day in the U.S. Now, if Dr. Sally Ozanoff's work is correct, and she's at UC Davis, she shows that 88% of autism cases are characterized by regression. That means that So if she's right about that, and I think she is, that means that 277 children regress into autism every day in the United States. Now, regression suggests an acute toxic exposure, not genetics, not better awareness, an acute toxic exposure, which means that most cases of autism are preventable. Autism is not a medical or scientific mystery. We know beyond a reasonable doubt that toxicants, mostly from vaccines and about a dozen additional toxicants, are causing autism. If we repeal the 1980 Bayh-Dole Act, the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and the 2005 PrEP Act, that would remove the structural incentives that created the autism epidemic and the chronic disease epidemics in this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Rogers.